After making the film Kundun, set in Tibet, director Martin Scorsese has returned to his home turf of New York City with Bringing Out the Dead. It's based on the acclaimed novel by Joe Connolly and stars Nicolas Cage as an EMS paramedic. Critic John Powers has a review.
It's always been one of the pleasures of Martin Scorsese's work that he takes us inside other people's worlds and shows us how they operate. Watching his movies, we learn the daily rituals of Goodfellas and casino owners, Raging Bull boxers, and Tibetan monks. Now, in Bringing Out the Dead, he plunges us into the world of EMS paramedics. Nicolas Cage stars as Frank Pierce, who, as the movie opens, is already flipping out. Patients keep dying on him, he keeps seeing ghosts, and he can't quite get through to his partners, who share little in common but burliness. There's a pragmatic one, played by John Goodman, an ultra-violent one, that's Tom Sizemore, and then there's Ving Rhames, who gives the movie's most enjoyable performance as Marcus, a lusty cigar-smoking Christian. They all spend their nights driving around the city, drinking and yammering and fighting the heebie-jeebies. But while the others are able to treat their work as a job, Frank longs for human connection and spiritual relief. And so he gets involved with Patricia Arquette's character, the daughter of a man Frank rushed to the local ER. But even her presence can't stop Frank's hysteria, which often turns into weird comedy. Here, he and Marcus get a call from a dispatcher that Marcus has the hots for.
Pick up the radio.
Don't do it, Marcus, please. Tell her the bus died. Tell her the radio's not working. Tell her our backs are out. Just, you know, tell her we're too drunk to take any more calls. Okay?
Let's take it!
No.
Six too young, this is Marcus. Only for you, baby. Only for you.
Keep it to yourself, young. Male dip breather approximately 30 West End and 72nd.
10-4, hon. I'm coming, baby.
With its loner hero who steers his way through the hellish Manhattan night, Bringing Out the Dead bears an obvious affinity to Scorsese's Taxi Driver. It even has the same screenwriter, Paul Schrader. But while Taxi Driver was never as good as its reputation suggests, placing it side by side with this new movie makes it clear how Scorsese's work has grown slicker and emptier. Missing is the urban grittiness of Joe Connolly's original novel, or Scorsese's own movies from the 70s. Here, the hospitals are too clean, the hookers too handsomely photographed, the squalor too clearly the work of a production designer. These aren't the mean streets of 90s New York, but Rudy Giuliani's fantasy of a Manhattan where even the garbage is clean. Even worse, the movie lacks feeling. For Frank's story to reach us, we need to believe that he really is haunted by the dead, and we need to share his sense of harrowing melancholy. After all, this movie's about a man who nightly tries to save people's lives in the direst of circumstances, and then bears the weight of his frequent failures. Unfortunately, we never feel the power of this situation. One reason is the casting of Cage, who's played this kind of role so often that his cringes, hollowed eyes, and manic laughter now seem habitual. Yet the real fault lies with Scorsese, who's so busy juicing things up with his style that he doesn't grasp that Frank's story was juicier without it. He fills the screen with camera tricks and lickety-split editing, then gooses the action by blaring anachronistic songs by The Clash. He overdirects this movie in precisely the way that TV commercials are overdirected. There are no memorable images because every shot is trying to be memorable. He never comes close to pulling off what the young director M. Night Shyamalan does so quietly in The Sixth Sense: make us believe in the power of the dead. Like so many artists, Scorsese mined his richest material in his youthful movies, like Mean Streets, and he's now struggling to keep his pictures from falling into middle-aged redundancy. There are three ways any artist can do this. He can dig deeper into old ideas, he can find new topics that inspire him, or he can become more and more obsessed with technique. It's this last obsession that has increasingly dominated Scorsese's work, which is one reason why Bringing Out the Dead leaves me so cold. It's all formal pizzazz and no resonance. Rather than taking me somewhere new, it leaves me trapped in the prison house of Scorsese's virtuosity.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.